Drugs, guns, money, and politics all take off in a based-on-true-events tale of 80s excess. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a rivet review of the new film, American Made.
Top of your class in the Civil Air Patrol, a pilot like you shouldn't be flying buses.
Welcome to Miami. Welcome to Bakersfield.
Haven't you ever wanted something more, Barry?
You should be serving your country.
Your CIA.
Barry Seal is the gringo who delivers, evading the DEA, ICE, and other acronyms while helping supply America's insatiable appetite for cocaine and Central America's reluctant armies with weapons.
Guns, drugs, money laundering.
Did y'all know that caddies have more trunk space than any other car? I'll get each and every one of you a caddy for your troubles.
See, I'm gonna walk out of here. There ain't a damn thing any one of you can do about it.
He's free to go.
Wait a minute.
Boys should have taken a caddis.
It's good to see Tom Cruise in more of a traditional acting role, shedding some of the action scenes to play Seal, who goes from a cigar-smuggling commercial jet pilot to one of the most prolific smugglers of guns and drugs ever. And Cruise does a good job of it. Playing Seal is no slouch, but at the same time showing how easily it is to manipulate someone with a little green, or in this case, a lot of it.
You are an airline pilot, Barry. That's how you support this family.
This is going to be good for us.
Is this all legal?
You trust me?
No.
Sarah Wright gets the call as Seal's wife, who appears to have the common sense in the family, but eventually she's in too. And Domhnall Gleeson is the master manipulator of it all, ignoring Seal's drug smuggling to get arms to the Contras in Nicaragua. Now, don't worry, there's still a lot of action. Cruise is back in the air, just not in a Top Gun jet, but there are some cool chase scenes, and Cruise does a lot of his own flying. The history lesson part of it was something I enjoyed most, detailing the connections between Panama's General Manuel Noriega, the Pablo Escobar-led Medellin drug cartel, and the eventual Iran-Contra scandal. But like I said, this was based on true events, and some of the liberties taken with the story were a bit much. And because of that, I give American Made 4 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Cruise delivers in an intelligent, compelling, and funny bit of 80s history. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.